This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550.
Tee to Green is being presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
It's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Cozio, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Mitis.
8:06 is the time. Welcome back here on Tee to Green, live from Pendleton Creek Golf Club here on Tonawanda Creek Road. Brian Cozio, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Mitis. As we go hour number two, as we do for Majors Weekends, our Masters show. Justin Rose, Will Zalatoris will be in the final group today. Brian Harman also one shot behind. Mark Leishman, Jordan Spieth two shots behind. And a lot more coming up here on what we've been seeing so far from Augusta National. We'll get our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week coming up this segment on putting. And it's brought to you by the Western New York PGA. The Western New York PGA has one goal, promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond. So that's all coming up. And another guest now sliding in here, Don Schneider, the PGA Pro and Membership Director here at now Pendleton Creek Golf Club joins us. Don, good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, hold on. That's shame on me.
Yeah, shame on you. That's a bogey for you, Brian.
I know.
Your first one of the day, though. You've been playing a great round of golf.
Thank you. My first hour was flawless, all par. Okay, Don, now you can say good morning. Sorry.
We're live now?
Now you're live.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank
you.
Good morning, everybody.
There, now you can hear yourself, right?
Yes.
That's important.
Yeah.
Okay, Don, thank you as always. Don, of course, kind to have us back here for another year as one of our home clubs on Tee to Green. And Don, it's been a boring offseason for you here, right?
Oh, extremely bored out of my mind. No, just the opposite, actually. It's been a fantastic start with the new ownership. You just had Tim Collins, one of our owners, on. What a great group of guys. There's five guys, and they're, you know, all current members, longtime members, most of them. And it's just a different sense of urgency that I see. You know, things are getting done. Improvements all over the place. I can't even really begin to list them.
It's got to be exciting. Yeah. Got to add a little pep to your step every day.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I just... I walk it every day, and every day something new is happening or being updated or whatever.
Yep. It's invigorating for sure, and it's probably also you got to pinch yourself at times, like, oh, we're actually going to do this, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I mean, I'll give you a quick story. I was in my office working on membership as I do, and I was watching this trailer back in where the carts are normally parked, and the guys hadn't even really officially closed the sale on it. You know, we knew what was going to happen, but... And I see this trailer, and I'm like, what the heck is that? So I walk out there. There's six HVAC units. And I walked out to the guy driving the truck. I said, I didn't expect to see these things so quick. When do you think you're going to install those? And the answer was, tomorrow. So I walk in the next morning, and there's this huge crane in the parking lot putting them on the roof. So that's refreshing.
Yeah.
You know, to see things happen like that.
Yeah, after probably fighting to get little things done for years and years with a corporate structure out of town.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I can't throw stones at, you know, at the former ownership, but, you know, they did a lot of things. But that being said, you know, like you said, Jeff, it's, you know, they're based in Texas, and you know, we're up here in Buffalo, and it's a little different, you know, sight out of sight, out of mind, I suppose, you know. And, you know, you have budgets and things, and any business does. But these guys are just, you know, they know what needs to be done here, and they're doing it.
And so with all this going on, have you been able to watch any of the Masters, or have you been working through it?
You know what? The last two nights I went home, and I went into the man cave and went to have a seat, and I was out in 10 minutes.
I know that. I know that.
The famous life of a golf pro, right, Jeff?
Yeah, you get home and you crash, and then you wake up at 5, and you do it again.
And we do it again. Yeah.
He's wearing work his with green the sun. Today, though. He's
yep.
got green
on. I got my Masters hat on. Yep.
Yeah, I got double green, actually. I'm layered. And I don't have the proper green on the outside piece, but we'll fix that later.
Yeah, you got to get the right jacket.
Yeah.
The official Masters green.
The official one, yeah.
They've got their own tone for sure.
Yeah. Next, they're going to have cowboy boots. Yeah.
That's right. We'll get Don and Jeff to chime in together on our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week here on putting in just one moment here. But, Don, another year where we have, I guess I'd call it an earlier golf season. Let's hope that this is a trend to continue. We were here a little after 6 to start to get setting up for our show, and I will let you know there were already cars in here ahead of me waiting. So that's golfers. But that's fun in the sense that it's early April and we're here playing and the weather is allowing it. It's phenomenal. What a great start here again we've had.
Yeah, it's for this early in the season, we're not used to the conditions being this dry. And we had a little bit of rain yesterday morning. I think you played yesterday with Jack, right?
Mm-hmm. So, yep.
And, he's played every day this week, by the way.
Yeah, I think that's called spring break when you're a school
that's
teacher.
Okay.
Yeah, something like good for him. But and he's been playing well. I'll tell you that. He's probably not going to tell you, but he's been shooting some
scores.
He's
been texting me every hole.
No, yeah. Every shot. Do you want to hear about my round?
That's why we need 2 hours today.
Oh, no.
No.
So I had a 3-iron in my hand.
No. You know I'm not that. But I could if you wanted me to. No, I'm just kidding. It's been great. The weather's been phenomenal. I mean, the fact that everybody's had so many rounds, courses everywhere in Western New York here are dry, Don. That's a key, obviously, to getting things going.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a lot more fun when we can get golf carts out and keep people happy and not worry about, you know, cart path only and all that nonsense. And, you know, it's easier on our equipment and all of that. So, yeah.
I remember going through years past, and we found that the average opening date or the median was April 9th for our old golf facility I was at. So right now we're way ahead of schedule. Yeah, I mean, climate's changing.
Well, interesting. This used to be our first show of the year, Masters
week, April,
right?
Yes.
This would be our first show of the year, and when the Players Championship moved up, we decided and got the green light to do a month earlier. So we started in March, and what, the last 2 March we've been playing golf, right? I mean, it's been frankly, last March is one of the only things you could do. Then we couldn't do it, and then
you could do
right?
it, then you couldn't I mean, do it, and then right. you couldn't
and,
run a cart, and
right?
Then you
yeah. yeah. Matter of fact, I think our friends in Ontario, did they close golf courses? Not that anybody can go play in you know. Across
I know they have some restrictive lockdowns.
They just
going
locked
on.
Down for another month, and I thought the courses were open, and then they closed them. I just feel I know listeners in Canada, in southern Ontario. I know we can be heard. I feel for you folks up there. That are in lockdown. I've got friends up there, and they're just like, this is awful.
Tweet us and let us know if you're up in Canada, because I'd be interested if their golf facilities are open up there.
Well, they were a few weeks ago. I knew that. They were opening. They were allowed to open, but then this latest lockdown, and it's just the province. The province with the call.
Yeah.
I think they're going to be closed. But the hopes of that border opening up.
Are slim to none right now, yeah.
That's right. Don Schneider with us, the PGA Pro and Membership Director here at Pendleton Creek Golf Club, along with PGA Pro Jeff Mitas, Kevin Sylvester. I'm Brian Colziel. Let's talk a little putting. Let's do it with Don here as, again, our tip of the week brought to you by the Western New York PGA.
With three wood or with a putter?
I knew that was coming.
That's right. Did you see what Siwoo Kim did,
Don? I see he punished his putter and broke it. So, yeah, three wood, I don't know. I think I'd go wedge and belly it personally, but it seems to me you're standing too far away from the ball and flat lie.
Or even a hybrid.
Yeah.
You know, a hybrid would be a better call. But, you know, every player's different, right? So they're going to find what they're comfortable with, and you wouldn't want to be making putting strokes around there with something you're not comfortable with.
Our PGA pros, they practice every shot. So are they practicing not putting with different clubs case this ever happens? Because if it happens accidentally, you are allowed to replace it, right, the putter?
If he
was accidentally maybe just leaning out with his body weight or something like that. So you maybe aren't expecting that to happen.
Right. But I've practiced, and I know they practice when the ball's against the collar with your wedge, and you're trying to, you know, blade it up there next to the hole, but I don't think anybody's ever practiced putting with a three-wood, unless they were just putzing around on the putting green.
Unless they've done it from the fringe.
Right, with a three wood instead of a
putt from that second cut, you know, of collar.
Remember that guy won the won the British Open when he was chipping with a hybrid?
Todd Hamilton.
I remember coming in the next day to work in the shop, and there were nine people by the putting green just chipping with their hybrid.
Wait, there's a I have a better chance of naming U.S. presidents than I do Open Championship winners. Because when you got Todd Hamilton and Ben Curtis in there, forget about it. Paul Laurie. All right, anyway.
Mark Helgebeck. Right.
Anyways, putting. What's your tip on putting? You were going to ask them.
You want to talk a little bit about putting grips first, right? Right, you've noticed some different unique grips here watching the Masters these last 2 days.
Yeah, I mean, so I'm watching. There's more anchoring going on. I'm noticing, and
with the arm, right?
Yeah, so it's on the inside,
with the forearm anchor,
inside forearm.
We can't do it in your stomach anymore.
No, and actually, Bernard Langer, if you know, I'm old enough to know him, and he's been kind of a unique guy over his career, and he did that a long time ago. He would use a putter that's longer than his normal length, anchor it on the inside of his forearm, and then he would take his right hand and then just kind of go in the inside and brace it. So,
which is not legal anymore.
No more.
He used to do. Yeah. He's one of the first guys that fought through yips that I can recall. Yeah. Like, he really struggled with the yips, and he found a way to get around it. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's, so I think, my tip would be, experiment. It's early in the season. We're not posting scores yet for another week anyway. But and if you struggle with your putting, especially your short putts, try left hand low. Try claw. There's a whole bunch of guys I'm noticing with a claw type of grip. And there's different versions. But I think it helps you keep the putter square. It's more consistent, and especially that, 10 feet and in.
If I'm getting a beginner and I'm teaching them to play golf, I'm putting, I'm teaching them left-hand low from the beginning because I just think it's a better way to putt. And I think it's a less breakdown, especially for beginners, because they tend to be real flippy wristed and there's a lot of hinging going on. Mm-hmm. And, I never learned to putt left-hand low. I putted that way for a year. I think, it does so much for your putter path and it does a lot for that, the other thing I see is people using a lot of really big grips, and I don't know that I'm a fan of it because, like you talk about the claw, I think that works for people because it's in their fingers and they get some feel in their putting. When you get that putter way in your palm, I feel like you lose a lot of that deft little touch that you need to have around the green. So I don't know what your thoughts are on that. But
no, I agree with what you just said. I had the Super Stroke, that there's a lot of those out there, and I had a 3.0, which is not the biggest one but the second biggest one, and I switched to a 2.0. And the problem is if it's a real big grip, you're kind of taking some weight away from the heads, the swing weight. So, you kind of lose some feel at the bottom of the putter when that happens.
And in theory, it does take a little bit of that hinge out of there, or a little bit of that flip, and it does work for a lot of people. You see a lot of tour players using it. It's a very popular putter grip, but I don't think it's the be-all, end-all in your putting to go to one of those big grips. I'd rather see if you're really struggling, see a PGA professional, because it could be something simple like your blade alignment, your ball position, your eye position, something really simple, and you can fix it, and then try something else if that doesn't work.
A couple of years ago, I had the Super Stroke, bigger grip, one smaller one. But then I went to the Win makes a larger pistol grip. Love it.
Yeah, get your fingers in a
little
bit more.
Love it. Absolutely love the pistol grip.
Yeah, and I like the left-hand low for a lot of people. And I don't struggle with my putting, so I'm fortunate that I'm a confident putter. But you do see it a lot. So sometimes just the littlest change in your putting, whether it's ball position, changing your grip. You don't see good putters changing their putters very frequently either. Like, good putters have the same type of putter. Poor putters are the ones that are showing up with four putters in their trunk, and they're going to switch it at nine and stuff like that.
I got a buddy who listens to the show. He must own 30. Every time I play, we didn't play last year.
Yeah.
Sorry, Rick.
Now, Arnie did it. Arnie did it that way. But
every time I play with this guy, he'd have a new putter. I'm like, we just played like a month ago. This one's not working.
And putters aren't cheap.
He's got it.
Yeah.
I always like to, I know I've heard a few from Jeff, but obviously we have new listeners all the time here. You've got 5 minutes on the putting green before you play here. Just what's some of your favorite putting drills to do here, Don? I know I love hearing these sort of things because it's fun. You can go try them out, obviously, right away if you're going to play today. So you got 5 minutes on the putting green. What would you do?
Yeah, I like the ladder drill best. And we teach it in junior golf that you're a part of. And, you start close to the hole, and I like three feet, 6 feet, 9 feet sort of idea. And then, you know, you make it from three. If you don't make that, you drop another ball. Make it. You can't go to 6 feet till you made a three-footer. And just go through a routine like that. I also, you know, like to finish it, not too many of them, but a couple lag putts, because if you've got some big greens out there, you haven't, I mean, who practices lag putts, right? And we don't want those, but we're going to have them. And so I think you gotta mix a few of those in there, and just don't pressure yourself to feel like I got to knock it in, but get it in that 3 foot circumference around there, and you should be able to make that for a two putt if you can do that, right?
And it goes to show people do different things. I think having a routine that you do before each round would be the best, because I like to start out focusing on speed. I like to putt to the collar. I like to hit left to righters, uphill, downhill putts, and really try to get engaged in the speed of the greens that day. And then I try to finish by making a bunch of 3-footers in a row, mm-hmm. or just watching those go right in the center of the hole, because you don't want to get up on the first hole. I want to feel like the last putt I made was dead center drilled from 3-4 feet in the center of the hole. So I feel confident in the speed, and then I'm going to make the short ones as I step to the tee.
Mm-hmm. That drill, and when we filmed it years ago, a couple years ago, the putt to the collar, that's my favorite putting drill.
It's my favorite putting drill for speed. Yeah,
it's great.
If they're listening, what we do is you take 3 or 4 golf balls and you stand 10, 12 feet or whatever it is from the collar, and you putt it as close to the collar as you can without letting it touch the collar. And what that does is it just makes you not focus on line or anything else, but completely focus on speed. And I think that helps you, especially when you're playing different courses every day, and every green's different every day.
Yeah. Brian Colziel, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Metis, and we're here at Pendleton Creek Golf Club and joined by the PGA Pro here, Don Schneider, for just a few more minutes here on WGR on TD Green. We're staying with you till 9 p.m. today, our Masters edition.
9 p.m.?
Just say p.m.?
You did.
9 a.m.
I brought cough drops.
Don works long hours, but he just heard 9 p.m. He's like, oh, my goodness.
We're going to need that kitchen open if we're here at 9 p.m.
I hope to be home by then.
That's right.
Hope.
You do work a lot. Yeah, it is hope. That's true.
Brian,
that's
we don't know you work like night and day with, you know, the Sabres brought and everything.
I know.
But we're not.
Luckily, no Sabres broadcasted. I'm all in on watching the Masters today here for the rest of the day here.
So it's my wife's birthday today. Happy birthday,
Kathy.
Birthday.
Nice.
You still got to get her something. A radio shout out does not.
No, that's not going to cut
it. I've tried that for years, my friend.
but for sure, I'll have to get out of here at a reasonable hour because of that, right?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Okay. That's a good excuse.
You know, it's her third birthday this week, though. It's a little weird.
Well, there's been some celebrations already. She's on her way somewhere today with my daughter and some other folks.
Awesome.
Excellent. Our tip of the week here, again, Ross, brought to you by the Western PGA. And Jeff and Don are two of the examples of professionals in the area. If you want to get yourself started with golf, you want to get yourself a lesson, you want to maybe hear more about putting from Don or Jeff, you can contact either of them. You can contact Kevin or I as well. We'll hook you up with...
I was going to say, I'm not giving lessons.
No, but we're going to hook you up with a PGA Pro can help you.
I'd be happy to connect you guys.
That's the best way to kind of get yourself started in the game here.
Yeah, look for that PGA logo, because that shows a dedication to teaching right there.
Absolutely. All right,
Well, you
Don,
guys, you're always getting continuing education on techniques, because it's changed. Things have changed.
Oh, and we compete, and we talk to each other, and you pick each other's brains and all that stuff. Yeah, and I've got that podcast going on now, and I'm learning stuff from talking to other pros about things.
Yeah, tell everybody where they can find the TD Green Academy podcast, Bray.
Yeah, I just tweeted out this week's episode. You were joined by Dave Jones from East Aurora, and you guys talked about junior golf. I'll tweet it out during the next commercial break here again, mm-hmm. so you can, at Brian WGR, but our T to Green account, make sure you follow us at T2G Buffalo. Don, I know, obviously, one of your other hats that you wear here is membership director. Membership going very well, as we've talked about, across Western New York, so that's a good thing. But if anybody maybe wants to contact you to hear more about Pendleton Creek here, just maybe what would be the message you'd want to pass along to them?
Yeah, sure. So we've had a tremendous start. So, you know, our membership is really healthy, but, you know, we're always willing to, you know, talk to somebody and meet with them. And they can reach me. There's two ways to do it. Obviously, by phone. That is 694-0366, extension 105. Or our new website will be up here very soon. And that's going to be don@pendletoncreek.com. Real simple.
Okay. Easy email there.
Yes.
don@pendletoncreek.com. But also, too, I know with all these great renovations that we're seeing, the patio, the restaurant, the bar, everything like that, holding your events here and coming here for a tournament, maybe you have a group that you want to have a charity fundraiser, anything like that. I know that Pendleton Creek here as a great spot to look at.
Yeah, I mean, what to think about this is that it's a private club still, right? So if you have an event on here on a Monday and it's a fundraiser, you know, and we've got enough people in your event, you've got the golf course for the day. You know, we're not going to jam you in with another group or before or after, and we take great care of you. When you come in, we'll have a bag drop. We'll make sure people are taking care of your guests. And Mondays are not full. I do have some Mondays available. It's just give me a buzz or the email same way, and we can go over whatever dates are still there. So
that was one thing last year that obviously courses all across Western New York, Don, had to deal with, not having those Monday events. But a lot of people play in them, and it's fun. And also a lot of local charities benefit from those events. So those are good things. If you have a chance to participate in them this year, you should obviously try to take advantage of it. I know that a lot of local businesses and charities do count on those events here. So let's hope we can get them back going again.
Yeah, and what better way to, entertain somebody? You got them on a beautiful golf course. It's outside. Everybody's having fun, and you're raising money doing it.
Yep. Last thing before we let you go, I want to, I know you know it better than anybody, the work that Joe Stein and his staff does here on the course, just as for someone that plays it quite a bit and has played it four times this week. Yes. It's in tremendous shape, and I want to give him a little love here too.
Yeah, Joe is, we're really fortunate to have Joe Stein. He was here for 18 years, and then he left for about five to get in the sales side of the turf. Came back, and we're just lucky to have the guy. He's a working superintendent. He's got an office, but he's not up there too much, you know, and he's got a crew that's been with him. I think our mechanic's been here 40 years, and he keeps everything running, so that's pretty important too. But Joe is just, he knows this property like the back of his hand, and he's got another guy, Chucky, who's, irrigation. He knows, he's taken care of that because we've got an old, old system that, you plug in, plug out, and but he's here overnights when we start doing that. We're not there yet, but we're lucky to have those guys.
Taking care of a golf course, Jeff, I know you've had your hand in every realm, including that. It's not easy.
It's not easy.
Just bringing out a mower. There's more to it than
that. Oh, no, there's way more to it, and a lot of knowledge and experience is vital when performing those tasks and understanding it. But I always enjoy that part of it.
Yep. Don, got a thought on who's going to win the Masters here before we let you go?
I like Jordan Spieth. I mean, I just think that he's figured it out. I don't know what was going on. I know putting woes were a big part of it,
he revealed he had bone chips in his wrist.
Okay.
And he elected not to have surgery on it, and instead he changed his grip.
Which I find odd.
Yeah. Well, he made the adjustment. He didn't, as an option, you can have surgery, but he elected not to do so, fought through some of the pain, and when it got better, then a slight grip change would alleviate the pain and issue, allow to get healthy, and that's a big reason.
Mm-hmm.
And I give him a ton of credit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Most guys would just said, "All right, cut me open, let's get it done." Didn't want to do it.
Yeah,
no, it's great to see him.
Loves the game.
Great to see him back and in contention.
And he stuck with his caddy too. A lot of people. There was a lot of rumblings. Oh, he needs to make a change. Like guys would just make a change. Stuck with his man.
Loyal for sure, and well likable. Yeah, I'm rooting for him to win this weekend. Don, thanks so much for having us. Appreciate it. Thank you for taking care of all of our members, including myself and my son.
Yeah.
We come by all the time, so thank you.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me, and let's play some golf soon.
Absolutely.
Sounds great.
Thanks, guys.
I want to go fishing.
Hey,
John's
we can do that.
John's a big fisherman.
Well, my son
is the
expert.
Do we get a bonus tip of the week here on fishing?
I just drive a boat,
You want a bonus tip for the week here from Don on fishing? What's your best fishing tip?
Well, Don's
in the
a big bass fisherman, right?
Yeah, Lake Erie, smallmouth bass.
Yeah,
we get some
fun.
4 or 5 pounders.
They're starting to come in. I've seen guys post like they're in the creeks. The smallmouth are spawning already.
Yeah,
I want to get near some creek fishing.
Yeah, so I kind of drive the boat, and Tyler, my son, he's the expert. He'll coach you. Yeah, I don't know that much, but he does. So,
I had a good fish fry last Friday.
Yeah.
That would be my expertise.
That's about where I'm at.
Yeah. I haven't been a good.
I like it. I just am not an expert at it.
Well, I haven't been able to go. I've gone out steelhead fishing a few times. My work schedule isn't like when it's been hot.
Yeah,
I haven't been able to go. And I went the other day with my son and saw a couple in there, but it just I didn't have the right setup for the water conditions. It didn't
that's what it's all about.
So we started catching crayfish, which I couldn't believe they're as warm enough. They were out, so we were just plucking crayfish out and having fun with that.
So you take the crayfish, then you put that on the hook, catch a big fish.
I know, but no, we put it back. We were just having fun.
That's right. Don, thanks again.
Thanks, guys.
Don Schneider here from Pendleton Creek. We will be back with more from Pendleton Creek Golf Club. More on the Masters, including what Jordan Spieth says was the luckiest moment for him this weekend. And advice to everybody out there, if your dad is playing with you, don't hit him with a golf ball. That's what Rory McIlroy did at the Masters yesterday. We'll tell you about that story. And our Tee to Green Fantasy League. It's starting this week. We'll update you in terms of maybe where you're at. We've got like 140 people in it, which is awesome. So more on that as we broadcast live here from Pendleton Creek Golf Club, along with Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Meadus. I'm Brian Colziel, Corey Griswold back in our Amherst studios. More Tee to Green coming up after this quick timeout.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Custom turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up. Time now for our Champions Tour Report, brought to you by Donald Ross Clothing, the world's finest golf apparel.
And we'll have that Champions Tour Report coming up in just a moment as Tee to Green continues here, our two-hour show, Masters Weekend. We're live from Pendleton Creek Golf Club in North Tonawanda, formerly Tantera. New ownership, new name, Pendleton Creek Golf Club, a local business. Speaking of local businesses, we are proud to be supported by our friends at Scroy Financial, the local family-owned financial planning firm. They've been helping Western New Yorkers achieve their financial goals since 1971. Their pledge has always been to put their clients' interests first, and that comes with unparalleled transparency in regards to pricing and fees. And listen, these financial times, things change every day in the markets. You need some help out there. Call our friends at Scroy Financial for a complimentary one-hour consultation about your finances, whether you're just getting started or whether you've been in it for many, many years. Their office is located in West Seneca. Their phone number, 674-6700, 674-6700. You can head to their website, scroyfinancial.com, and Scroy is spelled S-G-R-O-I, financial.com.
Brian Colziel, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Meadus here back at Pendleton Creek Golf Club. I want to thank PGA Pro Don Schneider for joining us last segment here with his insights of the week. And, of course, feel free to contact Don here if you want more information about Pendleton Creek or holding your event here at Pendleton Creek. Our Champions Tour report, no official Champions Tour event this week, but there are some Champions Tour players that participated this week. You mentioned Bernhard Langer earlier. He ended up missing the cut. Some other of the...
That's a surprise, by the way.
Normally does play right, well here. Yeah. Some of the more the elder statesmen, Fred Couples, who usually plays well, he misses the cut, as does Sandy Lyle, as does Vijay Singh. Larry Mize is still playing in this. He misses the cut. Ian Woosnam did. But here's some of the guys that made it. Mickelson makes it on the number. Probably not too surprising because he loves this place. He's played it so well. He's
still playing.
Obviously won a ton of green jackets, for sure. How about Jose Maria Olazabal? He makes it. He's plus two.
You know, last time he played was?
I heard.
Yeah. November Masters.
Right.
That's the last
time
he played.
That's the last tournament he's played in.
Yeah.
Wow.
And he shot 71. Yeah.
Yes.
They showed his drives, like his 10 longest drives. His longest was like 281 or something. Yeah.
Two-time champion in the Masters, correct, Jose?
I think he won it twice.
He won it twice, correct?
Yep.
Hold on, let's...
Our crack research department.
94 and 99.
There you go.
This is his 32nd start.
And I don't think he's won anything else ever. It doesn't seem like he's won any... I'm going to look this up.
He was probably won on the European Tour. Yeah.
Okay, but I'm talking PGA Tour.
I don't know that he won much.
I'm going to look.
But if you remember, that was like Sandy Lyle was winning, Nick Faldo was winning, he was winning, Seve was winning. There was a lot of Europeans winning the Masters back then.
That's right. Before we get to more on the Masters, let's give you our first official update on our Tee to Green Fantasy League. We started it this week, and first of all, for all of you that have signed up, thank you for doing this. This should be fun. We're going to be giving away, we normally have had our majors contest, but we thought let's do something different this year where you can pick a guy every week. So it's a one and done. If you've never done that before, it's essentially what it is. You pick a golfer. Once you pick him, though, you're done. You can't pick him anymore.
Yeah.
Jeff or Kevin, that good. He's right there in contention. I picked Paul Casey, who actually went for the lead on Thursday, but he made the cut on the number, so I'm not looking as good.
I like that.
But I'm at least going to be ahead of Jeff this week because he picked Dustin Johnson.
So I can't pick him the rest of the year.
Missed the cut. And so now you cannot pick Dustin Johnson the rest of the year.
Wow. That's tough. That's tough.
That's right. Yeah. So how about this? We have 103 people signed up for our Tee to green.
That'd be a bragging rights if you win that.
16 people have Jordan Spieth. Right now, that's the highest picked player. No one took Justin Rose. No one took Zalatoris. No one took Harmon. So out of 143 entries, 16 people. Kevin, you are amongst the second group that would, in terms of at the moment, looking at the leaderboard, that took Justin Thomas.
So, listen, this is every week, right?
This is every week.
So next week we're picking for the Valspar.
You're going to pick a different golfer.
Paul Casey next week, by the way, because he's won it two years in a row.
I should have maybe saved Casey for next week.
Maybe shouldn't have told us all that.
That's right.
Yeah, that's fine. No, listen,
little secret info.
Anybody can look this stuff up. I think it's great, and we got great prizes at the from our friends at Batavia Downs and from our friends at Michelob Ultra.
We're going to give away a prize each month, so it's going to be monthly prize. So
well,
depending,
you would have told me that,
sir. There's going to be a winner. There's going to be a winner for April. There's going to be prizes for April, prizes for May, prizes for June. That's how it's going
to
work.
We might have to have another conversation with some prize people. Oh, by the way,
we're good.
Jose Maria Olazabal.
Yes.
30 times he's won in his career. 24 of those victories internationally, six on the PGA Tour. The Masters are included in the PGA Tour. Do you know the other victories?
You said there's 23. No,
I'm talking the PGA Tour victories. I'm not trying to put down the international ones, but I'm talking on the best tour in the world, the PGA Tour, the six victories
so
from a
two of them are Masters, so he's got four others.
Four of his wins, he's won twice at the same event. Like, he won the Masters twice.
Mm-hmm.
The NEC World Series of Golf.
That was a good one.
Interesting. He won that twice. In 1994, he won the International. Remember the International?
I do.
Yeah. That was in Denver with the Stableford system.
That's where the different scoring system. Yeah.
He won that in 91, and he beat Ian Banker Finch. Great.
Yeah.
Brian.
Keep going.
Know why that
keep
one.
Going.
And he won the Buick Invitational.
Those are good wins. So he just played for the big ones. Yeah. Probably only came over to the States for the big ones.
Today, a little... what could have been a cool Ryder Cup match at some point had Olafold been a little younger or Reed been a little older. But the first players, Ian Poulter and my pick for this week, Paul Casey. When I looked on third out of the 143 entries in our fantasy league, I was the only one with Casey. So I'm like, all right, when he wins or finishes great, I'm going to be in first.
So why did you...
I don't know. He's had a good year. He's played this tournament pretty well. And I was trying to go a little unique. That's why, because you got to save. As Jeff just found out, you can't go Dustin Johnson right away.
Well, I thought he was going to win. That's why I went Dustin Johnson.
Well, that's probably smart.
All right, here's my advice for this fantasy league for those who are in it, and frankly for everybody else saying, "Oh, I didn't know about it." Listen, follow us on. They can still get in.
Here's the deal: you could still get in.
You can still get in.
Yes, and I'll send out the link as well.
You might just be behind the eight ball.
You got to make up this week. But look, you're already tied with Jeff if you signed up. He's going to have zero this week.
Yeah, it's a season long points race. We're giving out prizes every month. So yes, tell them how can they get in, Brian?
So follow me on Twitter at BrianWGR. I'll put out the link here.
It's all about Brian.
It is.
He doesn't have Twitter
followers. No, you know what? I have it on the Tee to Green account. Actually, it's on Tee to G Buffalo.
We'll all retweet it at Kev Sylvester at Meet Us PGA. At Brian at WGR at T2G Buffalo.
That's right.
And we'll put it out there. Sign up. It's free to sign up. It's something fun to do. It's one and done. You got to put one player in. Can't use them the rest of the week. But this is my advice for everybody. Okay? So when it comes to the majors, go with the favorites. When it comes to...
Dustin?
He's the number one player in the world. Why the hell wouldn't you pick him? When it comes to the other weeks, that's when you got to do some homework. Okay? That's roster.
220 is when the leaders tee off today. Justin Rose and Will Zalatoris. 220. So set that. Set your clock. Harmon and Leishman at 210. Spieth and Weisberger at 2 o'clock.
They tee off earlier. Don't they do a little potential playoff? I believe they do. I think they tee off like a 150 tomorrow.
I think you're right.
That's right. They want to have daylight to ensure there's a playoff.
I think there's a threat of weather today, too.
There's a threat of weather each day, actually. Yeah. So wouldn't surprise if they go earlier tomorrow, too.
That's right.
Make sure they get it in.
Okay, time out. When we come back, we'll let you know how Rory hit his dad and get you set the rest of the weekend here.
Sounds worse.
As we roll on here. Brian Colzio, Peter, Jeff Metis, Kevin Sylvester here at Pendleton Creek on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Custom turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up. Let's get the latest on the Ryder Cup. The Ryder Cup Report is being brought to you by Jumpa Agency, Main Street in Clarence.
Ryder Cup Report time. We're going to look at Team Europe this week. Tommy Fleetwood, Tyrrell Hatton, John Rahm.
It's Tyrrell.
Tyrrell Hatton, sorry.
Tyrrell.
Tyrrell. All right. Tyrrell Hatton, John Rahm.
The Euros say it different.
And Rory McIlroy. Those are your top four. Three of those four are playing this weekend. You know who's not is McIlroy. And he gets kind of the low light of day one here. McIlroy's playing his seventh hole. He's already in trouble. He's been hitting it all over the place. He's hitting from the trees on the seventh hole. His dad is up near the green following him. And McIlroy sprays the shot to the right, Jeff. It takes one hard hop and nails his dad in the back of his thigh. I guess luckily it didn't hit him on the fly. I guess that's the only good news for Rory's dad. And then Rory and his caddy realized, and he goes, I think I just drilled dad. It's probably ill-advised. Don't hit your dad if he's following you at the Masters.
I got a quick story. I got dropped off by my mom late for a golf tournament at Orchard Park Country Club. I ran to the tee. Anybody knows the first hole there? I hooked it out of bounds and smoked my mom's car as she was driving away. Not a good start, yeah.
He took down that tree, by the way, the big tree. It was probably small when you were playing, Jeff.
Probably juniors, yeah.
That saved, I think, a lot of cars from being hit there by hooks. They have the hedges that save some, too. But took down that tree, planted other ones, though, to grow in its place.
All right, final segment here from Pendleton Creek Golf Club. Brian Colesiel, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro, Jeff Mitas here on TD Green. Hope you've enjoyed our two-hour edition. If you missed any of it, we'll have it up on our on-demand audio section at WGR550.com just a little bit later this morning. Let's get a quick final thought here. What are you most looking forward to this weekend at the Masters?
The back nine on Sunday. Yeah. Looking forward to the back nine on Sunday. It's the most exciting nine holes in golf.
Amen. You can have a 5-shot lead, and it doesn't matter on Sunday afternoon when you get to 10. Yep.
I'm most looking forward to seeing if Spieth can get it done.
Yeah.
He said the eagle chip in on 15 might be his lucky break. He said that could have went into the water. He would be, what, 3 strokes different, maybe 4 strokes different. Here's why I think Spieth's still the guy to beat. Round one. He hit 16 of 18 greens in regulation.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's awesome.
That's an enormous stat. So it shows he's locked in. Five times he has, this is now the fifth time this year that he shot under par, you know, going into the weekend. The four other times he did that, he finished second, first, second, and third.
Okay.
So, like, he's in position, he's confident, he's playing well.
He's got a good history here, he's comfortable there, and his game's built for that place.
Winning back-to-back's tough. He won last week. A lot of responsibilities that go with winning, but if he's able to pull it off, I think it would be great. I think in terms of if it's not a Spieth story, which I think is the best story, I'll be rooting for Tony Finau. He's right there to get his first major. He's been on the doorstep of winning this year so often.
He doesn't have a regular win in the
He lost in a playoff.
He's
at
minus. Yeah, he's at minus four. He's only three back. I'd love to see a Finau win. And Finau, one of his most memorable moments is a bad one. Remember, he makes the hole in one at the par three competition, and he runs down the hill and his ankle goes sideways.
He's a basketball
sideways.
Player. He was
That's
tough.
Right.
And I also think would be another great story, Cameron Champ, for how much of a leader he's been for social equality.
That's right.
Cameron Champ.
They honored Lee Elder to start the tournament. He was there. It was a great moment.
And he can blast it. Holy cow.
That's right. Want to thank everybody here at Pendleton Creek. Tim Collins for joining us among the new owners, Don Schneider, the PGA Pro, and everybody here, as always, for their warm welcome. Corey Griswold, thank you for your work back in our Amherst studios. For PGA Pro, Jeff Mitas, Kevin Sylvester, guys, enjoy the Masters. It's our favorite weekend of the year to watch golf.
Love it.
I'm Brian Colesiel. Thanks for listening.
Fun day.
That's right. We'll talk to you next week, 7 o'clock every Saturday, right here on Tee to Green.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Custom turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.